You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, jukers, jivers, and wailers. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's one solid hour of the soul that came before rock and roll. And over the last 2 weeks, I featured Aladdin Records, that great little rhythm and blues label out of Los Angeles. What a great part three this will be, focusing on 1953 through 55 and the birth of rock and roll. But even more exciting than that, I'm also going to feature a great variety of recordings released on that little Aladdin label out of Beverly Hills, California. We'll be hearing some vocal groups, some dirty rhythm and blues, some hits, and some misses. It's the Aladdin Record Story, Part 3, this week on The Juke in the Back. Let's begin with a duet from two of the titans of rhythm and blues. The two greatest blues shouters of all time, Big Joe Turner and Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris. They recorded this tune, Battle of the Blues, in July of 1949. Aladdin issued it as a single in September of 49, but then they reissued it in July of 53. It's a two-part song, baby, where these shouters trade blues lines back and forth. Few records recorded during this time period can even compete. So let's kick off part three of Aladdin Records with Big Joe Turner and Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris. It's Battle of the Blues, part one and part two. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back.
Party, 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 party all day long. Party, 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 go to doggone telephone. Why don't you mind your business, leave mine alone. Stop trying to wreck my happy home. Party, 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 party all day long. Well, I can't get the rest for the doggone telephone. I got a little bit of girl, she's mine, oh my. When she love me, I feel like crying. Party, 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 party all day long. I'm gonna love that gal if it takes me all day long. Well, I feel like loving, feel like running, I feel like hugging a fine little bunny. Party, 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 party all day long. Gonna get on the wall and call on my telephone. Well, listen to your blues, yes, you sure sound fine. Well, listen to your shouting, baby, you sure sound fine. Well, I listen to yours, now you listen to mine. Well, I'm rocking and rolling and rolling, rocking all right. Yes, I'm rocking and rolling, rolling, rocking all right. Come on and rock and roll with me all night. Well, if you ever heard the blues the way it should be played, you want to sing the rest of your day to rockin', rollin', rockin', rollin', rockin'. Yes, rock me, baby, give me boogie and beat. I'm gonna love you and give you a treat. Rockin', rollin', rockin', rollin'. Rockin' Joe!
I got a gal in Texas, she's big and fat. The way she parties is tight like that. Party, 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 party all day long. Yeah, party boy, she's going strong.
Party!
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 Oh,
party! Party, party, party!
Party!
Party! Party, party all day long.
he can go. But Pete ain't here, so pick up on Joe.
Agent, you agent, a dust to dust. Show me a chick that a man can trust. Tell me, can a chick be trusted?
Oh, no, Mr. Joe.
I wonder how long it's been going on. He ain't doing nothing but doing wrong. Tell me how long can a chick be trusted?
She's doing something wrong. Yes, but I love the breeze. Love the breeze that keeps her cool. Yes, I love the breeze. Love the breeze that keeps her cool. Well, I love that woman. She knows I'm no fool. Well, I love the way she walks and I love the way she talks. That ain't all I love. You know. You guess why I love her. Well, you know I love her. Swear by the stars above her. Joe, don't you know?
I got Mr. Blue, and what in the hell is going on?
Well, I'm shining like hell.
Now, Mr. Blue, what in the hell was going on?
I'm trying to ring the bell.
I was in there, so you know you couldn't come on.
Well, but you got to go now.
How about that, baby? Big Joe Turner with Wine Only Mr. Blues Harris and Battle of the Blues Part 1 and 2. Ooh, man, I just dig that one. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator. This is the Aladdin Record Story Part 3. I mentioned at the top of the show that we're going to have a great variety of artists on this week's show, and I'm going to prove that point right now with the very first record from Bobby Marchand. Now, Bobby Marchand, you might remember him best as the one-time lead singer for Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. That came a little later. Marchand was actually born in Ohio, but spent his teens in New Orleans and began his career as a female impersonator. He was then discovered by the Messner brothers, who were trying to tap into that New Orleans scene. You see, the other rhythm and blues labels out of LA, like Specialty Records and Imperial Records, were all releasing great New Orleans recordings, so the Messner brothers wanted to get in on that action as well. Bobby Marchand cut this first record at Cosimo Matassa's studio in New Orleans, and it was issued on Aladdin Records in late 1953. After Aladdin, Marchand would go on to sign with Johnny Vincent's Ace record label, and he would be teamed up with Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, singing lead on Don't You Just Know It and the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. He would score his biggest hit for Fire Records in 1960 with There's Something on Your Mind, Part 2, baby. But let's go back to where it all began. 1953, Aladdin Records, Have Mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, Bobby Marchand.
You know I love you. Hey. from you. Can't help myself.
Bebop glasses and the suede shoes. Come here.
But officer, I ain't done nothing. But officer, but officer, that is my real name. Hey, let me out of here.
But officer, Matt the Cat is my real name. Sonny Knight, another name that should be familiar to you, as he scored his biggest hit in late 1956 with Confidential, which went to number 17 on the pop charts and number 8 on the rhythm and blues lists. This is where Sonny Knight began his career. However, that was not his real name. He was born Joseph Coleman Smith in 1934 in Maywood, Illinois. He began his career as a songwriter. he went to the Messner brothers at Aladdin Records to sell them a tune, Vicious Vicious Vodka, which he wrote for his idol, Amos Milburn. Milburn recorded Vicious Vicious Vodka, and Sonny Knight recorded two singles for Aladdin. That was his first one, But Officer, which didn't do anything on the charts. Speaking of his idol Amos Milburn, that cat was one of the top scorers for Aladdin. By the time One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer came out, in the fall of 1953, Milburn had already scored four number one records. Chicken Shack Boogie and Bewildered in 1948, Rooming House Boogie in 1949, and Bad Bad Whiskey at the beginning of 51. One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer was written by the great songwriter Rudy Toombs and recorded by countless others, including John Lee Hooker and George Thorogood. Milburn's version went to number two at the end of 1953. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Aladdin Record Story Part 3. Here's Amos Milburn with One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, Stephen Herman, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Maureen Russell. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
What a jumping, jiving, romping, rhythm and blues vocal group record that is. The Bachelors with Pretty Baby. They originated in Washington, D.C. and were originally called the Jets. They were playing one night when Amos Milburn heard them, was so impressed he took them to the Messner Brothers at Aladdin, where they only had one session and one single record release. That one, Pretty Baby, issued in December of 53. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week we're featuring the Aladdin Records story, Part 3, 1953 through 55, and the birth of rock and roll. Up next, another Aladdin vocal group. This time, it's the Ebonairs. This features backing from Maxwell Davis and his orchestra, and it's a tune, 3 o'clock in the morning, originally recorded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1922, and then Whiteman did it again in 26. Here are the Ebonairs with a fantastic vocal group version of 3 o'clock in the morning, issued on Aladdin Records in late 1953.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We dance the whole night through. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Just one more dance will do. kissing forever, darling, with you.
That melody so
I'm just piling on the great Aladdin vocal group sides. That's the Five Keys with a fantabulous My Saddest Hour. Now, they only had one charting hit on Aladdin, even though almost all of their Aladdin releases were fantastic. Glory of Love, of course, was their only charter. Then they moved over to Capitol Records and, whew, man, they were just having hit after hit for Capitol. Personally, if I were on a desert island and I had to choose whether I wanted the Five Keys Aladdin Records or Capitol Records, I would take their Aladdin output hands down. But that's just me. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you, cats and kittens, as we feature Aladdin Records, 1953 through 55. It's part three of my three-part feature on this great little rhythm and blues label out of Beverly Hills, California. By 1954, Aladdin was not doing too bad at all, because not only were they scoring a bunch of hits on their own, but they were big enough to lure some big-name talent to sign with them. Case in point, Louis Jordan. He was out from Decca Records, the label he had been with since the beginning, and he needed a new record label to call home, and Aladdin got Louis Jordan. Now, he didn't have any hits for Aladdin, but he certainly sold a bunch of records, and the output barely changed from the quality of his Decca recordings. Here's the great Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, early 1954, and dadgum your hide, boy.
Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. I took you in when you was beat. You was almost dead. I gave you some good food to eat and a place to rest your head. I let you wear my brand new suit, let you wear my new shoes. And when you asked me for my money, I never did refuse. Now look at you sitting there laughing.
Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog. Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog.
Then you met my baby, the apple of my heart. I could tell from the way you looked at her that trouble was bound to start. You started all your jiving and made her think the moon was green. You know, Daddy, I dig you the most. You're the most connivingest fella I ever seen. You hear me?
Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog.
I thought you was my buddy. And then you tried to steal my gas. But one of these days I'm gonna get you. And you heard what I said. But in the meantime, I hope you take another drink and stand up and drop dead. You hear me?
Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog.
Stop that.
Dadgum your hide, boy.
Dadgum
your dirty hide.
Hey, lady, don't even talk to him. He ain't no good. And when a cat ain't no good, put him down.
Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide. Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. Dadgum your hide, boy. Dadgum your dirty hide.
Eat up my spaghetti and meatball. Wore my brand new suit, wore my shoes, beat me out all my money and stole my woman. Look at him. Look at him sitting there, kid. I ought to take a short stick. You got what you come here for. Now get on out of here, you hear?
Dadgum your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog.
When the sun goes down, get with my part and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby started to fuss, and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. No try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I wanna pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
1954, Jimmy Liggins with I Ain't Drunk, I'm Just Drinking, Baby. He scored most of his hits for the Specialty label during the late 1940s and early 50s before jumping over to Aladdin, where he only had one charting single, and that was Drunk, which preceded this one in 1953. He went from Drunk to I Ain't Drunk, which I guess is how things work once denial is set in. We're featuring part three of the Aladdin record story this week on The Juke in the Back, and now let's get back to the vocal groups. Here is one of the best and most underrated vocal groups of the 1950s, The Feathers. Johnny Statton's group, which began as The Flyboys, because they all joined together while serving in the Air Force. By 1954, they cut a fantabulous vocal group record called Johnny Darling for the Showtime label. It was a great tune, but it wasn't going anywhere on Showtime. They were too small to properly promote it. So they jumped over to Aladdin Records and re-recorded the same song, Johnny Darling. It didn't do anything on Aladdin, but man, it's still a fantastic vocal group song. The two versions of Johnny Darling are very similar, except on the Aladdin version, the second version, they're backed up by Johnny Otis, who I'm guessing is playing the vibes on this record as well. So dig on some fantastic vocal group harmony. Here are The Feathers with Johnny Darling.
I have a girl who lives up on a hill. She is my one and only. She haunts my every will. I need her, I want her. Yes, she's my one desire, and she'll say, Johnny, darling, don't ever go. At night when we're out walking, the moon is shining so bright. Coming up together, that make everything all right. I need her, I want her. Yes, she is my one desire, and she'll say, Johnny, darling, don't ever go.
But when I hold her hand and look into her eyes, I get that funny feeling we almost realize.
I need her, I want her. Yes, she is my one desire, and she'll say, Johnny, darling, don't ever go.
Well, if I had a nickel, I'd put it in a phone. I'd call you Edna, darling, tell you to come on home.
I need you, I want you. Yes, you're my one desire, and you'll say, Johnny, darling, don't ever go.
Believe me, Johnny, darling, don't ever go. I need you, Johnny, darling, don't ever go.
Now it's time for the Great 78. where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Aladdin Records, and I want to play a tune by the great bluesman Lowell Fulson. He started making hits in 1948 with 3 O'Clock Blues for the Downtown label. Then he moved on over to Downbeat, Swing Time, and finally Aladdin Records, right before he started cutting hits for Checker. He didn't score any hits for Aladdin, but I love this period in Lowell Fulson's career because I feel like on each of the records he cut for Aladdin, he's kind of taking the audience to a blues church. Let's go back to 1954 for this week's Great 78. Lowell Fulson and You've Gotta Reap.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Blue. Don't you remember? Baby, please. Baby, please. Please remember. Remember me.
Another vocal group on the Aladdin record label holding stable on my rickety old jukebox turntable. Those are the Aladdins with Remember. Now, the group began in San Diego in 1953 under the name The Capris. They were discovered by Johnny Otis, who was playing a show down in San Diego. He was impressed, so he brought them up to L.A. to meet the Messner brothers, and they were signed to Aladdin Records and given the name The Aladdins after the label. Their first of four releases for Aladdin was that one, Remember, backed with Cry, Cry, Baby. None of their four Aladdin singles went anywhere, unfortunately. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part three of my three-part series on the Aladdin label out of Beverly Hills, California. We're now into 1955. Rock and roll is getting mainstream attention, and Aladdin is still turning out hits. This is another one that features Johnny Otis. This is the second Aladdin release for Gene and Eunice, who began their career with Kokomo off the Combo label. That record went to number 6 for Combo. Then they switched over to Aladdin Records and re-recorded Kokomo, but that version didn't chart. It was their second Aladdin release, This Is My Story, which hit the National Rhythm and Blues Top 10, topping out at number 8 during the spring of 55. Here's Gene and Eunice with This Is My Story, spinning off the juke in the back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
This is my story. I have no song on, just a lone and broken heart. Just because I fell in love, in love with you, I pray that you'd come back to me, just to hear you say you love me, and we'll never, never part.
Come on and
The great saxophonist Chuck Higgins, who will always be remembered for his 1952 classic, Pachuco Hop, which was cut for the Combo label. He was one of those Hep cats that recorded for dozens of labels, played as a sideman on dozens of recordings, but never had a hit record and doesn't receive the recognition he deserves today. And that's why we say to him, "Come on and blow your horn," a single he cut for Aladdin in 1955. Aladdin would continue releasing hits into the rock and roll era, still mining that great New Orleans sound with Shirley and Lee, and Let the Good Times Roll in 1956, which has become a rock and roll anthem. They also had saxophonist Lee Allen, the later records of Marvin and Johnny, the Squires, the Velvetones, the Jivers, Jesse Belvin, and most notably Thurston Harris, a former singer for the Lamplighters, and Little Bitty Pretty One. Aladdin stopped having hits by around 1958, but the label held on until the early 60s. It was in 1962 that the Messner brothers sold the entire Aladdin Records catalog to Lou Chudd at Imperial Records, another great Los Angeles label. Imperial Records, and later Capitol EMI, would reissue Aladdin's recordings over the years. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this three-part series on the fantabulous Aladdin Records. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's end the final part of the Aladdin Records story with Shirley and Lee. This is definitely the dawning of rock and roll. It hit number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists during the summer of 1955. Closing it down with Shirley and Lee and Feels So Good. I'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Feels so good now that you're home. Come let me hug you. Come let me kiss you. Come let me see you. What I've been missing. Feels so good now that you're home.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.